I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everyone. I'm back, and so is my computer, thank goodness. Did not have a podcast last week because I decided to go and crack my computer screen, but got it fixed within a couple days, and good as new. So I'll just have to be more careful now when closing it, apparently. But welcome in to this July 5th episode of Prep Rally. Brad here with you as always. And as always with me, Pod Gator, longtime mascot of the Daily Journal family of podcasts. Been with us for a while. It's the smack dab middle of summer. It's dead week for high schools around here. But we still have some things to talk about, and we'll get to all of that in just a moment. I want to remind you, we come to you every Wednesday, unless my computer's down. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at DJournalSports. And be sure to check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor, at Midtown Point in Tupelo, online at tupelopizza.com. We got the Italian sausage and the chicken Alfredo pizza today. Two classics, two of my favorites from Pizza Doctor. The boys have had their fill, I think. Okay, let's talk some football, some recruiting specifically. Had a lot of kids committing over the past month. It's just the way things are now with the early signing period and whatnot. But William Eccles, lineman from Houston High School, committed to Ole Miss. Eccles, he plays on both sides of the ball. He said Ole Miss recruited him as a defensive lineman. 24/7 Sports lists him as an offensive line recruit, but either way, he's good on both sides of the ball. Can play multiple positions on the offensive line, and on defense last year, he had 45 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, and 5 sacks. Had a lot of offers from big-time schools, Arkansas, Auburn, MSU, etc. He said the big difference with them choosing Ole Miss was the people. He said when you surround yourself with good people, good things happen. I agree with that statement. Eccles is the number 20 rated recruit for the class of 2024 in Mississippi. I mean, he's like I said, he's a very talented, versatile kid. And he's got great size already at 6'4", 290. He'll be a senior this year for the Hilltoppers. And speaking of Houston football, some not-so-good news. You may have heard Jalen Washington, the star running back. He and his family lost their home in a fire back on Friday. So they've been living out of a hotel the last few days. Lost everything except what they had on them. So there's been a GoFundMe page created by Jalen to help him, his mother, and his two younger sisters. And I did a story on that you can find at djournal.com. You can find a link to that GoFundMe page there. And been a strange year for Jalen. Of course, he tore up his ACL in week 3 of last season after getting off to a great start. He had 2,000-plus yards rushing the year before that. So he's been coming back from that knee injury, committed to Southern Miss a few weeks ago. That was a big moment for him, and now this, man, tough to deal with. I can't imagine, but hopefully he and his family will get the help they need, and he'll be able to put his focus on school and football here before too long. If you've been reading on Fridays, a reminder, I'm doing these position rankings, the top 5 area players at each position as we count down toward the 2023 football season. And since I didn't have a podcast last week, I didn't get to talk about linebackers, which I had done the Friday before. So we'll hit on that real quick. Top 5 linebackers in the area. Number 5, Martrell Wilburn at Lafayette. Younger brother of Mario Wilburn, who played there and then went on to Southern Miss. I think he's in the transfer portal now. Number 4, Bryson Walters at Itawamba AHS. Just a tackling machine. Had 132 last season. Nate Walker at Amory also has a nose for the ball. Had 113 tackles, 6 sacks, a couple of picks, both of which he returned for touchdowns. Very athletic kid. Clifton Watkins, senior at Tupelo, 18 tackles for loss last year. Number one linebacker, Tristan Jernigan of Tupelo, Texas A&M commit, coming off a big season and expected to have an even bigger season this year. Had 8.5 sacks, 96 tackles last season for Tupelo. Then this past Friday, I did cornerbacks. Got some good ones around here. Number five, I put Dylan Ruth of Tupelo. Had, you know, he played some last year as a backup. Had 19 tackles, 4 passes defended. But what I saw, I really liked, and he's going to have to step into a bigger role this year and think he'll do a good job. Then number four, Cooper Waddle, a junior at Itawamba AHS. Had 6 interceptions last year. Ken Heron at Oxford, number three, had 39 tackles, a couple of picks. Elijah Spratt, senior at Amory, number two. He had 4 interceptions. Plays receiver as well. Really good athlete. And the number one cornerback I have rated is Jaquan Morris of Tupelo. 38 tackles, a couple of picks last year. He'll be a senior. Jaquan Morris. I'll have safeties this week, so look for that in Friday's Daily Journal. You got the summer hoops, a little more summer hoops to talk about. The month of June is summer league season, and that wrapped up last week, and I got out to a couple of places. Got to see Biggersville's boys, who were trying to get back to the 1A state title game. You know, they won back-to-back, and then they lost last year in the quarterfinals to HW Byers. Got a really good core coming back with Jathan Hatch, who's, you know, is a Louisville football commit. Just a great all-around athlete. Got Trey Gunn, also very athletic, can do a lot of different things. And then they got Brooks Sego, younger kid, going to be a sophomore, but he can shoot. Averaged 12 points a game last year. So those three guys form a solid core. You got some other guys that are trying to fit in around them, and, you know, maybe they'll make another run this year. Never count out a Cliff Little team. But, yeah, had an update on them, and they're just trying to – you know, Cliff approaches summer maybe a little different than some coaches. He's not worried about wins and losses. And no coaches are really worried about that. But, you know, he's like, we're not really working on anything. Just letting guys do some things they've been wanting to try to do, see if they can add stuff to their game. That's the best time to do it is the summer. You know, Jathan Hatch maybe taking some more outside shots, stuff like that. So I've got an update on Biggersville that I wrote the other day. Also had one on Ingomar's girls, the defending 1A state champions. They've also got a pretty good quarterback, most notably Macy Pfeiffer, the junior forward, first-team all-area pick last season. But they're going to need some of these girls that came off the bench to become effective starters, girls like Izzy Riddle and Kylie Jumper, Anna Lauren Glass, and players like that who gave them some big minutes off the bench, but going to have to fill some shoes left by graduation. I mean, Pfeiffer's obviously who the team revolves around, and she's a good enough player. She can get other players involved, and everybody just kind of feeds off of her. They got Katie Jo Bird back as well, good outside shooter. Daylon Grisham, just one of those players that can score some and just does everything else you want done, whether it's defense, maybe grabbing a few rebounds, setting picks, taking charges, all that good stuff. So I had that story in the journal the other day as well. Check those out at djournal.com. I guess we'll wrap it up. That's it. Short podcast, as they tend to be in the summer. But, hey, thanks for joining us. A reminder, we come to you every Wednesday. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalsports. I'm on there at Brad Locke, and check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor, at Midtown Point in Tupelo. Just a note, I will not have a podcast next week because I'm taking the week off. So that was already planned. So I guess I'll see y'all in 2 weeks.